Hello?
Hi, this is Mikayla from Customer Support, returning your call.
Yes, hi. I have a question for you. I noticed
Yes,
a
ma'am.
charge in my account today for $67.32, and I don't remember ever purchasing anything for that amount.
Okay, I could take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with
Okay.
your zip code?
84074.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
Sharon Fletcher.
One second. Okay, I believe this is your account here, but could you verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 5730 Lighthouse Lane, Erta or Tooele, 84074.
Okay, one second. Okay, so I see here this account was opened on December the 13th with the entry to the contest for a chance to win the Keurig. You initially paid the entry fee, which was $7.95, which would also substitute as a shipment fee in the event that you do win that contest. If you review the terms, it also informs you that by entering into that, you agree to be entered into the future drawings if you don't win that first initial one for a better chance at winning that Keurig, as the amount of people in that contest decrease each month, giving you a better chance at winning in that contest.
Okay, so where does okay, so I didn't read that. Unfortunately, I did not see that. So what's the 6750 for, or what,
Yes, so that is
6732?
a entry fee, which
Oh.
also offers you a, so for being a part of that draw, because you're in the, so basically the when you first entered, it was 1 in 1,000 people. This 6732 enters you into a smaller drawing. So basically, instead of 1 in 1,000, there's now 1 in 100 people that you're competing against to win that Keurig. It's a monthly drawing, so you would know your status in that by the 17th of next month. As also though,
Okay.
as a part of that, you do get a $125 gift voucher via email that you can use at the Consumer Gadgets Club website.
Gotcha. Is there any way that I could get that refunded? Because I was not aware of that.
So I can definitely cancel this account for you so you're not billed again in the future. And as a courtesy, we can offer you a 35% refund of that charge.
So that's all, huh?
I could see if I can do something more. That's just our protocol, but I can see if I can do something more for you if you give me just a second.
I would appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. So my supervisor did allow me to go up to 50%, but that's the most she's allowing me to do. That'll be a refund of $33.66.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay, and I do have a confirmation number for you, just confirming your account was canceled and there won't be any attempts to bill you again in the future.
Okay, hold on. Let me get something to write with. Okay, go ahead.
So that number is, first is the letter C as in Charlie, 2633, 5259, and then lastly the number 9.
And then a number. I'm sorry. So C2-2633-52599?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And if there wasn't anything else I could assist you with. Oh, and the 50% refund could take up to 3 to 5 business days. Sometimes it's a lot sooner than that. It's just dependent upon your banking institution.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your help.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.